second-year students again? Okay, all right. okay, thank y'all. Okay, we'll go ahead and we'll get started. If we start 2 minutes early, then maybe we can finish two minutes earlier, all right? What I want to do tonight, but we're going to do it a little bit later, I've shared with the class that Apostle has been teaching us on praise and worship. I've read authors who say that praise and thanksgiving, you know, that's a prayer. Amen? And based on what Apostle has been teaching, I believe it's the highest form of prayer. So what we're going to do tonight, we're going to praise. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe that that's the way we learn, you know, by experience. So if we do it, then we're going to know. But I know first things first, I promised that we would review for the exam. This is not going to be a quiz next week. It'll be an exam. So we'll review. But I do want to address, for those people who may have looked at quiz number 3. First of all, I want to thank the individuals who did send me emails and gave me some feedback. They made an observation and gave me some feedback. On the quiz, I made the statement. Let's see, it was number 3. Let's see. Okay. According to our author, our obedience to God qualifies us to pray effectively. And what happened, I did this once or twice last year. I'll leave off a word or something like that. And I think a lot of times people think that it's a trick question. This was not a trick question. I have no idea how I left off the word cheerful. According to our author, he said, our cheerful obedience to God qualifies us to pray effectively. But then when I started looking at this, I said, well, then if I say it's false, then I would be saying that our obedience to God does not qualify us to pray effectively. And the Holy Spirit really, really helped me with this. And it's like, well, what do I do? Because I was feeling so bad because I had left off the word cheerful. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized our obedience is not always cheerful. You understand? When God tells you to do something, it is not always cheerful. The cheerfulness, I think it comes, it's a process. The more you obey God and then you see the benefits of obeying him, that there is a reward connected to it, I think eventually you reach the point that you may be cheerful because you know if God is telling you to do something, he's trying to get something to you. Right. Or he's trying to do something, then that's where the cheerfulness comes in. But there are going to be times in our lives, and I didn't want anyone, and I hope the student who asked the students, because it was more than one, who asked the question that you're listening. Just because you're not cheerful when you obey God, it does not mean that you cannot pray effectively. You know, it's God is always looking for our obedience. You know, he's going to tell us something, and he is looking for us to obey, to do exactly what he told us to do. Amen? But it's not going to always be cheerful. The verse that the Holy Spirit gave me, Isaiah 1:19. If you be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Amen? He didn't say anything about being cheerful in there, did he? Didn't say anything. So the answer to that question remains true. It remains true. Now, if I put it on the exam, I'll have to reword it. because I don't want anybody to be confused or anything like that. I'm grateful, you know, for the feedback, because I didn't even realize I had left off the word cheerful. I always write the questions from my outline or from the book. How I left off cheerful, I have no idea, but I did. And then the next week I did the same thing. You know, I got another question. But again, I can't address it, because that one is still open until tomorrow night. But always know, there are no trick questions. None of them are a trick. And just allow the Holy Spirit to help you. We've been talking a whole lot about the Holy Spirit. If you read that question, then you would have eventually looked at it and say, well, yeah, my obedience to God qualifies me to be able to pray effectively. Amen? So, you know, what I explained was that the word obedience was the key word. Always look for the key words. Amen? Amen. Amen. All right, so I'm not going to address the little faux pas I made on quiz number 4. One of the things I always like to do, for the students, when you're coming up to your exam time, is to give you a scripture. Amen? Because I know y'all have, is it 6 classes? Yeah. All right. Turn to John chapter 14. And I mean, before you take your exams or on your way to take your exams or whatever, that's why y'all take them on computer. Before you take them, then you may want to look at this. And you can pray this. Pray this for yourselves. John 14. Second year students might be a little bit ahead of y'all. Don't worry about it, because I gave it to them last year. Y'all got John 14? Okay, let's look at verse 26. Ready? Let's read. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. So whatsoever your instructors have said unto you, trust the Holy Ghost as you take your exams to bring all things to your remembrance. And you can pray that. Amen? Amen. All right. Let's look at, before we go over to the review, I wrote down 2 words. And, this was in connection with our discussion about our obedience. I wrote down confidence and obedience. In 1 John, the 3rd chapter, verses 19 through 22, it reads, "And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him." Verse 20, "For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things." Verse 21, "Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God." Verse 22, now this is where our prayer comes in. "And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight." Amen? So that's what we were talking about. We were talking about our obedience, and this is where we get our confidence from. You know, if we're going to obey God, then we're going to be more confident when we ask him for something. Amen? Or when we pray. That's how your confidence comes. And again, that was 1 John 3, 19 through 22. And then if you look at 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15, it says, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us," right? Verse 15, "And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have desired of him." Again, confidence and obedience. Amen? Amen. All right. Y'all ready for the review? Okay. All right. Those first few classes, I began to do what I call laying a foundation. And that was for the sake of the first year students especially. if you had to have a definition of prayer, you know, what is prayer? I said in the beginning that it is a dialogue, remember, not a monologue, between you and between God. Amen? And, you know, we talked about always having a time where you're not just doing all the talking, but you want to pause so that you can give God the opportunity to say something and you can hear. You're gonna be listening, all right? Then I want you to write down these words because, you know, this is a part of the definition also. Communicating with God. Fellowshipping with God. And communing. So if you see any of those words as a definition of prayer, then you'll know what I'm talking about, right? Okay, dialogue, communicating, fellowshipping, and communing with God. Remember, it is a dialogue, not a monologue. You're not just asking. At some point, you want to pause and see what God is saying to you. I talked a little bit in the beginning about the apostolic. Remember that you are here in this school and you're under an apostle. The purpose of the apostolic, you know, is to create heaven to earth government. Y'all remember me saying that? Yeah. And I gave you some scriptures. I gave you Luke 18:1. I'm not going to read all of this. Y'all going to have to go back to your notes. But just these are some of the scriptures I want you to remember. Jesus spake a parable unto them to the end that men ought always to pray. Right? Remember that? We are to pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. John 16:23-24. And then we talked about that there are different kinds of prayers. We didn't go into all of them. According to Ephesians 6:18. Then I went back and I said, how in the world could I leave off Mark 11:22-24? These are just scriptures. I want you to be familiar with them for your exam. And Romans 8:26-28. Always acknowledge and invite the Holy Spirit to help you in prayer. Always. Amen. And then I did a little discussion on watching and how I found out that, you know, the Bible speaks about praying and watching. And then we went over to Habakkuk. I sent up on my watch and set me up on the top, chapter 2, verses 1-3. And I will watch to see what he will say unto me. And, you know, I told you, I said, you know, we had always used that when we're talking about the vision. But then, you know, God began to show me how the watching can also be in prayer. Watching in prayer to see what God is going to say to you. Remember that? Then we had the question by one of your classmates about the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Okay? And so we went over scriptures dealing with the baptism in the Holy Spirit. I shared with you the scriptures that we use when we're ministering the baptism in the Holy Spirit, you know, to an individual who's seeking to be filled with the Spirit and to speak in tongues. Some of those main scriptures were Acts 1:8. Let's see what else I put. I know the last one was Luke 11:9-13, Acts 2:1-4. I made the statement that you receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit the same way you receive salvation. You ask for it. Remember that? Okay, you ask for it. And I said that what we do is when a person is seeking to be filled with the Spirit, we first of all want to help to build their faith. And that's why we show them in the scriptures. Because, you know, we receive everything from God by faith. You know, we that's how you got saved. You know, somebody told you about Jesus and what he had done. You heard the word, and then you say, well, yeah. You know, and you prayed the prayer, and you asked Jesus to come into your heart, and you were born again. So it's the same way that we receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. I shared with you only a few. I do have a page. I told you of about 20-something benefits of praying in other tongues. But, you know, the ones that that I highlighted were, first of all, you edify yourself. 1 Corinthians 14, 4, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. We pray, another benefit, when we're praying in the spirit or praying in other tongues, we are praying God's perfect will. Another one, we pray directly to God and not to men. 1 Corinthians 14 and 2. When you pray in the spirit or in unknown tongues, you exalt and glorify God. Remember that? Well, that's why we're going over now. Okay. And then when you pray in tongues, you receive spiritual rest. And that's according to Isaiah 28, verses 11 and 12. How to receive? These were some of the steps. It says, first of all, you need to be born again. You must believe that the gift belongs to you. That's where the faith comes in. You have to want it or desire the gift. And then you have to ask for it, according to Luke 11, 9 through 13. The Holy Spirit will give you the gift of speaking in other tongues, but you have to open your mouth and speak. And so this is what you want to minister to other people. Because I think some people think that, well, the Holy Spirit, he's just going to come in and he's going to take over my tongue and he's going to do the speaking for me. No, he's going to give you the utterance now. He's in there and he's going to give you the utterance. But you got to open your mouth and let it come out. And this is what you want to explain to any person who's seeking to be filled with the Spirit. Amen? Amen. Amen. And then again, we went into prayer and full surrender. I was surprised at this date that I had some people ask me, what chapter? And it's like, whoa. book two, that's the main thing. You know, you got to understand that there's seven books. And so this was book two, chapter 10, prayer and full surrender. And I'm not going to go through any of that because you can read that for yourself. It's a very, very short chapter, very, very short chapter. I think any questions I asked on the quiz is probably in that chapter. Like I said, you know, the cheerful obedience part, I have no idea. Might have been a Holy Spirit thing that I left off cheerful. I don't know. But see, that gave me the opportunity to talk about it. It's not going to always be cheerful. Amen? Amen? Amen. All right. Any questions about the exam at this point? How many questions? I don't know. When I get tired writing. But I will tell you, the more questions I ask, the better the opportunity is for you, because then you can miss more and still have a passing grade. If I come in and give you one question, well, you miss it, that's it. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. This one is time. Good question. Thank you so much. Usually, depending on, okay, Ms. Diana said, it depends on how many questions I give you. I think what I did last year, it's usually about 30 minutes, but it could be as little as 20 minutes. It depends on how many questions. You know, if I give you 15 questions, it will probably be 20 minutes. But there is a limit on how little time you can have. And that's key, because a lot of times you're so accustomed to taking the quiz that you don't realize it's time limited. And when that 20 minutes is up, it's up. It's gonna cut off. It's not going to let you answer anything else. Okay, I like to do a lot of true false. I do one or two multiple choice. I don't do a whole lot. Yes, sir. Uh huh. Okay. Well, see, okay, I don't know how yours is configured, but I guess it might be like mine, too. But I always go to the left. That's just me. And I click on prayer, and I do that for everything. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I'm pretty sure when you go to my portal, it should just automatically come up. Except when, I'm sorry? Same way you take the quiz. I got one up here. It says, the same way you take the quiz. is the way you're going to be able to take the exam. Okay? All right. Any other questions? So y'all ready? You got your scripture? You're going to pray before you take the exam. All right. Okay. What I want us to do, we got 10 minutes. We're going to just praise. Oh, let me tell you what he said. Oh, my God. Okay. This is important because, like I said, there are authors who say praise and thanksgiving, it's a prayer. All right? So that's right in line with our class. Apostle gave us a definition of praise on Sunday that I really, really want y'all to have. Students online, hope you're listening. Praise, he said, is celebrating, magnifying, honoring, and glorifying God. Amen? Those four things, celebrating, magnifying, honoring, and glorifying God. He gave us some benefits of praise. He says, blessings, breakthroughs, our spiritual lives are built up, and things blocking are removed. Amen? Yeah. Things blocking are removed. So you can see here from the definition and from the benefits, praise is so important. Amen? Now, you know we always read the scripture, right? All right. Turn to Hebrews 13. Oh, y'all look good down to 8 minutes. Hebrews 13. And we're just going to read verse 15. Amen? You can read 12 through 15 on your own, but we're just going to focus on verse 15. Y'all ready? Hebrews 13, verse 15. Ready? Let's read. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Let's stand to our feet. And I want you to praise him in your own way. Amen. Celebrate God. You're going to magnify God. You're going to honor God. And you're going to glorify him right now. Amen. We're not asking him for anything. We're not interceding for anybody. Amen. We are just going to praise him. Hallelujah. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, giving you all honor, Lord God, all praise, all blessing, all thanksgiving, Lord God. We are so thankful, Lord God. So thankful that you are our Father. We thank you and we praise you, Lord God, for your love, Lord God, for your grace, for your mercy, Lord God, that you have shown unto us, Lord God. We exalt you, we magnify you, we glorify you, Lord God. We lift high your holy name, Lord God. Oh, you're worthy, Father. You're worthy of all of our praise, Lord God. You're worthy of our worship. You're worthy of our adoration, Lord God. Oh, how we love you, Lord God. We love you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we live, Lord God, to give you praise, Lord, to give you the honor, Lord God, to say thank you, Father. We're so thankful, Lord God. Thankful for your goodness, Lord. Thankful for your grace. Thankful for your mercy, Lord God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord God. Glory to God. You are so wonderful, Lord God. You are so wonderful, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you for caring about us, Lord God. Thank you for being concerned, Lord God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. All your goodness, Lord God. All your love, Lord. All your mercy. All your power, Lord God. You are the Almighty God. There is no God like you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord God. You are great. Hallelujah. And you are mighty, Lord God. Hallelujah. You are the most. There is no God like you, Lord God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name forever. Blessed be your name. Oh, we're so thankful, Lord God. We are so thankful for Jesus, Lord God. Oh, our Savior, our Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, for the name, Lord God. The name of Jesus, Lord. The name that is above every name, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. The blood of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, my. The redeeming blood. The cleansing blood. Oh, God. Oh, God, the protecting blood. Oh, thank you for the blood. Oh, thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, forever, Lord God. Blessed be your name forever, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, we're so thankful. We're so thankful for the Holy Spirit, Lord God. Oh, God, our helper, our teacher, our revelator, our strengthener, our standby. Always with us. Always for us. Always in us. Always near, Lord God. Oh, we're so thankful, Lord God. So thankful that we are not alone, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, Lord. Oh, we bless your name, Lord. Oh, my soul. Oh, that is within me. Bless his holy name. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. We bless you, Lord God. Oh, we bless you. Oh, we bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Oh, my God, thank you. Oh, thank you, Father. We had 10,000 tongues. Oh, we couldn't thank you enough, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, your goodness. Oh, your goodness. Oh, your goodness. Oh, thank you for your goodness, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, you've been so good to us, Lord. Oh, Lord God. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, we praise you, Lord God. Oh, we praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, yeah, Lord, grace. Oh, your grace. Oh, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Oh, my. Thank you for grace, Lord. Thank you for mercy, Lord. Thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes, Lord God. We're so thankful. We're so thankful, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name forever, Lord God. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, Lord God. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord God. You deserve all of our praise, Lord God. You deserve all of our worship, Lord God. Hallelujah. Yes, we magnify you. Yes, we glorify you, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. There is something about praise that brings us into the presence of God. Like nothing else can bring us into his presence. Amen. Because what you're doing, you're focusing on him. Amen. And all he has done for you. You're not asking for anything. But what Apostle is teaching us is that when we praise like that, we don't have to ask. He'll just show up. And he will just bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
We are so blessed. Amen. All right, that's it. Y'all be blessed.